Hello, this is Alex Lloyd. Welcome to category number 10 of the Success Codes, Trust. We've already covered a whole lot about trust in the Transforming Beliefs category number 3, so we're not going to repeat all of that. Let me share with you a couple of different things. This category is so critical for so many reasons. It is the category of belief, and anything is possible if you believe, and we always do what we believe 100% of the time. If you miss some of that, go back to category number 3 and review the instructions for that category, and you'll find a lot more about that. But there's 3 aspects of belief, in my opinion. Faith is based on what has happened in my past, whether I'm going to have faith or not in myself, in other people, in circumstances, in God, in government, whatever. We base so many things on past experience, which has great control over what I do now and what I plan for the future based on what's happened in the past. Trust is what I believe about what's happening in my life right now. Am I safe? Am I not? Am I happy? Am I at peace? Am I in danger? What do I need to be doing now? Can I do it? Etc. Hope is the third aspect of belief, and it is focused in the future. But all of these work together. I can't have hope if I don't have faith, because if my past is all messed up and is all negative and full of trauma and depression and anxiety and all that sort of thing, then I'm not going to be very hopeful about the future. I'm going to tend to think that my future will be like the past. So healing these beliefs affects all three. It affects faith, trust, and hope. It affects my past, my present, and my future. And let me add this, as we're defusing our destructive memories, reprogramming our destructive memories, we are actually changing our past. You've heard the thing, perception is everything. Well, I believe that to a point. All of our memories are perceptions. A lot of our memories are not true. They're full of lies, and what we remember as truth is not even what happened. But I don't believe perception is everything, because there is truth. There is something that actually happened. Sun is either out today or it's not. I'm either here or I'm not. Now, we can get into some really, really deep theological argument. Are you really here? Or are you just, you know, in some weird state of consciousness? First of all, I don't want to go there. That's not the purpose of this. But secondly, I think a lot of times when we get into those arguments, we're just wanting to philosophize and theorize, because those have very little practical application that I can see. Yes, perception is huge and reality is huge too. And there's some of both. And that's my opinion. Anyway, the positive aspects of this category: distrust, being judgmental. I used to be horribly judgmental, so this has been a big issue for me. People are out to get me. I must be in control, and that's one of the huge aspects of this category. What we want to do is be trusting people. I read a study that had been done and an article written about the study that absolutely fascinated me recently. Someone went back through a lot of the greatest people in history: Jesus, Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Abraham Lincoln, war heroes, on and on and on and on. They were looking to see, is there a common thread to greatness? And that's a pretty noble research work, in my opinion, better than most things I've seen. And guess what? They found one. They found a common thread in all of these people that just about any of us would say are the greatest people that have ever lived. You know, Albert Einstein, people that discovered tremendous things. And the common thread, believe it or not, was trust. They were all very trusting people. Even if people continually disappointed them, abused them, kicked them in the shins, took advantage of them, they chose to continue to trust. You know what? Not many of us can do that. Most of us become cynical, bitter, and this next word I'm going to use, controlling. When we don't trust, the opposite of trust is not distrust, it's control. Now, is some control good? Yes. When my when both of my sons got to be a couple of years of age and they started being able to control certain bodily functions, I was extremely grateful, okay, and still am. There's some areas that are really good for us to control, but we are supposed to be trusting people as far as our relationships. You can't love without trust. You know it? If you can't trust, you probably can't love either. So they go hand in hand. A controlling person is not a loving one, and it's one that'll rub other people the wrong way almost 100% of the time, given enough time. So we want to love, not control, at least in the unhealthy way. So let's look at the rest of the negatives. I must be in control. It's not fair. Harmful actions, attempts to pull others down. That's what controlling people tend to do. The positives, faith in the past, trust in the present, hope in the future, transforming beliefs. I will receive all good things by surrendering to love and truth. Man, let me read that one again. That's huge. I will receive all good things by surrendering to love and truth. I can lay down my control. Life is not always fair. Fairness is overrated. I want love. And to get to love, you have to lay down your control. You have to lay your heart out there on the table and be willing for it to be stomped on. And you know what? It may get stomped on, but let's trust again, because love is what it's all about, and trust is the door you have to go through to get to love. The healthy actions, believing in truth and love always, and being non-judgmental. So, huge category. Let's move on to the codes for the trust category.